Hello, and welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, here to bring you the latest updates from the insurance industry. On November 16th, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority ruling against TAL, a major life insurer, has put the spotlight on the importance of procedural fairness. TAL terminated a policyholder's income protection benefits without prior notification. Payments were abruptly stopped in February of 2024, and a formal procedural fairness letter was only seen in June 2024. AFCA deemed this treatment as unjustified, underlining that insurers must give policyholders an opportunity to respond before stopping payments. It's a stark reminder for policyholders to review their insurance terms and fully understand their rights and responsibilities. In other news, the Actuaries Institute has called for prompt action to mitigate the financial burden that mental illness places on our insurance systems. With a staggering $18.5 billion allocated each year to mental health support, our insurers fund a significant part of this at around $4 billion, including contributions from life insurance and income protection plans. Still, there's unsettling data implying that despite advancements in funding, sustainability issues remain largely due to complex funding systems and increasing mental health claims. In response to this mounting pressure, insurers may be driven to hike premiums and apply stricter underwriting policies. A comprehensive system review has been begged for by the Institute so that mental health support can persist without compromising our insurance sector's financial stability. Shifting our focus now towards market trends, Fitch Ratings predicts continued premium increases in the Australian insurance sector, according to their 2025 Asia-Pacific outlook. Amid rising claim costs and allowances for natural hazards, gross written premiums are foreseen to rise significantly. Moving forward, non-life insurers are expected to refine cost structures and underwriting efficiency to remain stable. The outlook for our insurance sector remains secure as we adapt to market challenges and changing reinsurance strategies. Lastly, Australian businesses have shown a growing awareness of cyber threats in the digital age, with sales of cyber liability insurance witnessing a near 50% surge from BizCover, a small business insurer. This shift recognizes the need for protecting against risks like data breaches and ransomware that are part and parcel of our digitized business practices. Cyber insurance aids in risk management and resiliency arrangements, protecting businesses from financial or reputational damage. That's it for this week's updates from the insurance industry. For all your personal and business insurance needs, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. It's essential to stay informed and prepared in this ever-evolving sector. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off for this week. See you next Saturday, November 29th. For another round of updates from your weekly insurance news wrap. Stay tuned.